This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Global food prices are at a record high. The United Nations announced its global food index went up nearly 13% in March from the month before. One reason is that Russia's war with Ukraine has interrupted supply chains, and Ukraine is a major exporter of crops, including wheat and sunflower oil. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on how the higher prices are being felt across the globe.
In Ethiopia, many people already spend a significant portion of their income on food. So when prices go up, it means they're hungrier, says Eric Munoz of Oxfam America.
Now we're seeing them eat less and less well.
Munoz has worked in communities in the Horn of Africa, and he says there should be more targeted help to the region from the international community.
The response to suffering Ukraine is highly commendable, but it shouldn't come at the expense of meeting needs in other countries as well.
The United Nations is proposing a system that would reduce the cost of importing food for developing countries. Joseph Schmidhuber is with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN.
Countries that are dependent on food imports and don't have the money to buy should get access to credit so that they are able to do so.
Schmidhuber says that credit might also be extended to make it cheaper for countries to import materials like fertilizer to help them grow food locally. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.